In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are still in the octave of Corpus Christi, and during this time we have the High Mass in front of Blessed Sacrament exposed every single day, and we celebrate this feast in such glory, and because this is such a precious gift from God, namely the Blessed Sacrament, which you are privileged of receiving, our Lord, in the Holy Eucharist. In today's Mass, we commemorate one of the earliest martyrs of the Roman Church, and I wanted to talk to you about her, and her name is Saint Petronilla, who died right after receiving Holy Communion. She's one of those saints which unfortunately is often is not noticed during the course of the year because of the greater feast she shares the commemoration with. But she was truly one of the first martyrs honored in Roman Church, and there have been many great churches. There have been a great church dedicated to her, and also many beautiful paintings painted about her. And Saint Petronilla was a young woman who was engaged contrary to her will to a Roman count named Flaccus. But because this girl, Saint Petronilla, had already made a vow of chastity and determined to serve Christ only, the count was furious in hearing that he couldn't marry her. So he became very angry to her and finally had her killed. These early saints, like Saint Petronilla, show us admirably how one must devote all his actions to God, whether they were sick or healthy, whether they served God in public or in private life. All Christians devoted in the first centuries all their thoughts and actions to God, and in this way they sanctified all their actions. Saint Petronilla, she could have gained a great and valuable portion and status in society through her marriage, but she didn't care about society, she didn't care about riches of this world, she cared only about Jesus, only about the Church of Christ, and she, her only goal in life was to get into heaven after her death. The great end of heaven was truly for what all the saints lived for, and they always acted also in order to get to heaven. Like, you have to remember, children, that it is not enough just to believe correct things. You must also be ready to act according to your faith. And sometimes this courageous action, they might bring you lots of troubles, like even death, like in the case of Saint Petronilla. But the saints didn't care about the threats. They didn't care about the discomforts. Whatever moment they did not spend in an act trying to go to heaven, they thought as waste of time. And the example of these saints is truly a reproof for the big part of the world's people of today. That's why you, children, who are Catholics and followers of Jesus, you need to be different than the rest of the people in the world. In the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament of penance, and in the other sacraments, you have everything you need in order to get to heaven. So make sure that whatever fun you will have in this life, it never replaces the Holy Eucharist and the Holy Mass. Because while the fun things of this world, they last only for a certain time, heaven is meant to last for all eternity. Live for Christ in this world, as did Saint Petronilla, who was killed because of her love to Jesus, and you will certainly be rewarded greatly in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.